Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast may cause dizziness, confusion, bloating, uncontrollable laughter, and in some cases, anal leakage. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
This is episode number 117 of
Excuse Me, That's Illegal,
the podcast that takes a hardcore look at some softcore crimes. I'm your boy Leroy, coming at you straight out of the closet with a tale about some horny horn dog at his local Target. Remember when I said we'd do a Target episode at some point? Well, that time is now. I guess. I mean, it's only one story. I'll definitely revisit this place again sometime. Because Target is a target for thieves, apparently. I want to thank everyone for the outpouring of support last week. The most recent episode, I was just kind of thinking out loud, feeling sorry for myself. I wasn't fishing for compliments, but I sure as heck received some. I should bitch and moan more often. Seriously, though, thank you. It's nice to know I'm appreciated. I'm still super far behind, as this episode is 4 days late again. But trust me when I say I'm trying to dig out of this ditch. A cold, a man cold, the worst, has been kicking my ass this week. So as I've been getting back in the groove mentally, physically, I'm feeling like a bag of ass. So I'll try to keep my phlegm to a minimum. I'll edit the crap out of this. But as they say, the show must go on, right? I hope everyone is enjoying spooky season. I love October, and while I'm not doing a Halloween-themed episode for this podcast, I did a thing with a bunch of other indie podcasters that I'm hoping will be out soon, and I'll throw that up on the main feed, hopefully within the next few days, when it becomes available. That was a lot of fun. I'm also doing a spooky Luna Bin and How Bizarre with my bro this week on Patreon, as well as a Stranger Than the Truth episode over there. And I'm hoping to get another episode out on October 30th. Lots on my plate as I try to catch up. I'll get there eventually, but that's okay. Just gotta take it one day at a time, right? Thank you for your patience. Okay, let's get into it, but first a couple of really lame spooky jokes. Hey, did you hear about the vampire who needed glasses? Yeah, he was blind as a bat. Alright, let's see if I can top that one. It's gonna be tough. What kind of coffee do mummies drink? Decaffeinated. Alright everybody, hop in the minivan and let's cruise these suburban streets as I serenade you with another tale of low-level true crime. And don't worry my friends, I promise we're going to expect more and pay less. That's Target's slogan. Not bad. I've heard worse. Episode number 117, Sex and Shoplifting. Target is a reasonably successful department store chain. It's not quite on Walmart's level in popularity, profits, or peculiar patrons. But Target does see its fair share of crime. I was just reading that they're actually going to be shutting down 9 stores due to theft and organized retail crime. 3 of those stores are in San Francisco, including one that supposedly sees an item stolen every 10 minutes. Obviously, with all that illegal activity going on, it wasn't too difficult to scrounge up a story about a shoplifter. today. Our incident today takes place in Palm Coast, which is a city with a population just north of 100,000 people in beautiful, sunny Florida. We're at a Target over there on June 19th of 2023. It's just before 6 p.m. when police arrive on the scene. They received a call from a loss prevention dude in regards to a theft taking place. David Romero is our thief. He's a 5'10" Hispanic man. Here's what this shady character did upon entering the Target store. We have a timeline of events in the police report, and this is all backed up by store footage. Our boy enters the store at 5:10 p.m. Between 5:11 and 5:15, he is in the personal care section. Meow. Removing some items from the shelf. More on that later. Between 5:29 and 5:31, he is in the linen section where he grabs himself some spandex. There was some lost time in between 5:15 and 5:30. I believe he is in the grocery section at that point because he has some food items in his cart as well. Between 5:42 and 5:43, Dave is scanning items at register 0172. A bag of limes, a box of Oreo cookies. Then he's observed putting his spandex, which is full of a bunch of personal care items, into a Target bag. He doesn't scan any of that shit. Then he grabs a Hanes t-shirt and pretends to scan that, but scans some beans instead. And he throws all that stuff in the bag. Then he scans some True Moo chocolate and a couple more cans of beans before hauling his scummy ass out the door. Police manage to stop David around 5:51 p.m. just as he's pulling out of the parking lot in his white pickup truck. They ran the plates and found out that the owner of the vehicle, David Romero, actually had a felony warrant out on himself for third-degree grand theft already. Police get their sirens going and shout at Dave to get out of the truck and place his hands behind his back. He eventually complies and is taken into custody. Okay, this part's funny. As they place him into the back of the squad car, a pink vibrator falls out of his pants pocket. His pants are kind of falling off and this pink thing falls on the ground. And you know, it's doing its thing. It's bouncing up and down on the pavement. And this could all be seen from body cam footage on one of the officers. Gotta love that body cam footage. When police search the vehicle, they find a receipt with the items Dave purchased. The limes, the Oreos, three cans of beans, and the True Moo chocolate, totaling $15.24. What they also find are a Hanes t-shirt, the spandex, and a little treasure trove of sexual products, totaling $187.23, that he didn't pay for. What are these items? I thought you'd never ask. A box of Trojan condoms and a box of skin condoms. That's S-K-Y-N. Also some Hello Cake lubricant and Promescent. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Promescent, which is a men's climax control spray. Bow chicka wow wow. Excuse me while I take my time explaining this product in great detail. And this is because I'm genuinely curious. Not because I received that auto blow machine from the president of the company when I read some reviews on that product. But hey, who knows? Maybe I can receive some of this promescent spray if I talk about it enough. I'm a minute man myself, so this could certainly help me produce better results in the sack. If you know what I'm saying. Promescent desensitizing delay spray for men, clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. This little 2.6 milliliter bottle costs $22.96 and contains 20 sprays. Alright, let's learn about this item. Longer sex. Use delay spray for him 5 to 10 minutes before intimacy to control premature ejaculation. Proven. Unlike other numbing lube, delay condoms, wipes, or sex pills, our spray is clinically proven. Number one trusted, 2,000 plus USA healthcare pros recommend Promescent numbing spray for couple sex products. Be the man. Increase endurance and time so you stay hard longer and prolong the sexual experience. Guaranteed. If you don't love our lidocaine spray, get in touch directly so we can make it right. Cool. That would be an awkward phone call or email, but hey, seems like a pretty great product. We can listen to the fine people at Promescent pump up their product all night long, baby. But That's what they're paid to do. So let's listen to the people, the premature Peters out there, and see what they have to say. I just had to look up some reviews, and there are a whopping 16,266 on Amazon, with an average of 3.9 stars out of 5. Outstanding. The first review is a 4-star from an anonymous dude. We'll call him Dick Armstrong. Why not? He says, "First, I would have given this the highest rating I possibly could have, but for two, really one reasons, I'll discuss below. But first, here's some context. I do not suffer from premature ejaculation. I last 5 to 10 minutes, which, depending on the studies you believe, is either average or a little better than average. However, my wife takes quite a while to orgasm, even longer than most." Psh, I don't know what this guy's complaining about. My wife doesn't even orgasm at all. At least not with me. Where was I here? "Also, if we're having intercourse, when she's getting very close to orgasm, it can quickly push me over the edge, often before she's actually had an orgasm. So I bought the product to help give me the control to give her my best, through at least the first intercourse-induced orgasm, and hopefully more." The great news is that unlike another similar product I tried in the past, this actually worked, and it's done so without numbing her at all, and without significantly numbing me. Not sure if it's the unique delivery system or the good application instructions, or both, but this product just made me feel more in control, not numb. Simply put, it was still really enjoyable for me throughout the process, but it took the edge off, enough to give me great control. I've done this with one squirt. As to whether this control has made a difference, I'm not exaggerating when I say the response I've received from my wife is as good as I could have possibly imagined. Oh yeah? How many squirts did she give you? Hey, Dick. I apologize. That was uncalled for. So why didn't Dick Armstrong give 5 stars? Well, let's hear more from him. First, the sprayer does make it difficult to apply. At this price, the delivery system should be better. I agree with others who recommended spraying into a shot glass and applying with your finger. Ugh. But if the issue was just this, I probably wouldn't knock it down a star. The reason I knocked it down a star, and thought about knocking it down even more, is that the seller thought it would be a good idea to indicate on the sender's address that it's from a pharmaceutical company, and even include the name Promescent. What the heck, people? Don't you think that the buyer of a penis desensitizing spray would like to have some discretion? Why couldn't the sender's address on the label simply be Amazon Fulfillment, or something innocuous like that? I unfortunately had this sent to my office. At a minimum, the receptionist who signed for the package is wondering why I'm having pharmaceuticals sent to my office. Worst case scenario, she decides to Google Promescent and she can never look at me the same. I'm not sure how you can get around this. In the future, I will likely buy this at one of the local pharmacies that carries it. So to summarize, 5+ star product, 2-star sprayer, and 0-star shipping. Wow, okay. And he's right. Get it together, people. Let's be a little more discreet. Dick, I know you were probably trying to save a few bucks on shipping, but, you know, maybe having it sent to your office wasn't the best idea. Let's get a 1-star in here from Randy. He says, "Doesn't work. After spraying multiple times, waiting, rereading instructions, it simply did not work. If you buy from Amazon, they will not stand by their money-back guarantee, and Amazon won't give you a refund on this product type, so beware. I'm using Roman wipes, and they work as advertised. Has an odor that is not easily removed, so overall, complete BS. Pretty much stole my money." Wow, sorry about that, Randy. Poor guy. Roman wipes. Sorry, just jotting that down for little side research. Okay, these are fun. Screw it. One more. 5 stars from Travis. "This stuff is a game changer. After using this a few times, I have to say that it has improved our sex life immeasurably. I have always been super sensitive and would come in no time, which can be very frustrating when you want some good quality bedroom time. I went from lasting 1 minute to now being able to go 20 to 30 minutes. Amazing what a confidence boost it is to be able to please the wife in ways I never have been able to before. Depending on the number of sprays you use and the areas you use it, you can adjust how much desensitizing you need. I recommend watching the manufacturer's YouTube video for tips on proper application so you don't overdo it and end up with your entire member being numb. Yikes. My only complaints are that it is a little expensive and the sprayer is not very easy to use with any kind of precision. Right on, Travis, and I'm glad you're able to take the wife to Pound Town. Brings a tear to my eye. Alright, sounds like a great product. My email is excusemethatsillegal@gmail.com. If you work for Promescent, I'll happily give you my shipping details so you can send me this product free of charge. You're welcome for that advertising.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to our boy David Romero here. You know what I just realized that was interesting? The pink vibrator that fell out of his pocket was not listed as one of the products he stole. Maybe that's because it wasn't found in the vehicle. It fell on the ground in the parking lot. Maybe that was just an oversight in the police report. Or who knows? Maybe our boy David just happened to have a vibrator in his pocket when he went into Target that he had purchased or stolen previously. Guess it doesn't matter. Not that David had to give a reason for snagging all these products for the bedroom, but he did, so let's hear it here. This all happened on a Monday, the day after Father's Day, and he had to work all day Sunday, so to make up for it, he was going to come home and spend some intimate quality time with his wife in the bedroom. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, or call me old-fashioned, but shouldn't he be hanging out with his kids then? Or perhaps they were trying to make some kids? Ooh. That wouldn't explain the two boxes of condoms he stole, though, would it? David was charged with one count of petite theft and four counts of first-degree larceny for property worth between $100 and $300. He was held on $3,000 bond at the Sheriff Perry Hall Inmate Detention Facility. This theft took place in Palm Coast, as I previously mentioned, and it is the biggest city in Flagler County. Flagler Sheriff Rick Staley has some powerful words for any criminals out there looking for action on his turf. He said, quote, "Our message is loud and clear for criminals and fugitives. If you set foot in Flagler County as a fugitive or to commit a crime, we will find you and arrest you." End quote. Wow, you think he'd use that powerful little speech after catching a killer? Someone on the most wanted list, perhaps. But I guess saying all that after catching some horned-up dude stealing $200 worth of items to please his old lady at a Target is equally effective. No Daily Mail article this time around, but there were 1,400 comments about this case on a Yahoo News article. That may be interesting. So let's hear what the civilians have to say about this one. Bondman Roger goes, "When did Target start selling such products? I have no problem with it. Just had no idea they were in that market." Samesies. Target came to Canada for a few years. It was a massive failure, and now all those stores are gone. But when I did go in there, I definitely didn't see a bunch of sex products. Not that I was looking for them. Bridget responded to Roger's comment and added, "I want to know if their prices are comparable to Adam and Eve. I'll shop there for my needs." Sounds like Target obviously carries a few interesting products, but I bet it doesn't compare to an actual sex shop. Maybe cheaper prices, though. Another commenter said, "Real question. Do those things come with batteries already installed? Or did he shoplift the batteries separately? I'm asking for a friend." That is interesting. I doubt it. Or they can be charged, perhaps? Either way, I'm thinking maybe Dave already had that vibrator on him. Jeffrey says, "A female friend of mine told me she had a date with Bob on the weekend. I said, great. When did you meet him? She said, oh, he's been around a while. He's my battery-operated boyfriend, Bob." Hey-o. You dirty, dirty girl. Larry says, I love a feel-good story. Good one. Kathleen adds, I heard you can get a stiff sentence for stealing one of those things. These people are witty. Lastly, we'll end on this one because it made me giggle. For You to See Clear asks, what is Target's policy on returns when it comes to vibrators? To which Red Basketball responded, has to pass the sniff test. And another person said, you can return them, but they restock them in the seafood section. And we are back. That's a wrap on episode number 117, sex and shoplifting. Like I said, Target has some criminal activity going on for sure, but for some reason, it doesn't bring in the same kind of clientele as Walmart, at least not on a consistent basis. But I think I did a pretty good job on showcasing one of their degenerates. Anywho, you know what time it is. It's listener confession time, baby. So let's get criminal, criminal. I wanna get criminal. Da, 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 da. My apologies, I can't really hit those high notes with this cold. All right, this confession comes in from a listener named Brandon. Brandon says, Brandon here, from the Mad Pooper City. Shout out to Colorado Springs, baby. This story involves dogs and takes place in El Paso, Texas. I was maybe 12 or 13 and just wanted a new dog. Well, my friends and I had found some and hatched a plan. All we needed to do was have one person go in the backyard of this house, handing us the pups, and the rest of us would be lined up to take them away. All went smooth, and we got the dogs home. Maybe four or five pit bull puppies. We each had one. Cops were called, because someone had seen us. The cops came to all of my friends' houses and talked with our parents. Even looked around. We knew this would happen, and one of the moms was okay to help out. So we stashed the dogs in a different house every day while the cops came to do their thing. When all was said and done, we managed to get away with it. I had me a great puppy until I moved to the Springs, where unfortunately he got sick and passed. R.I.P. Dozer. I have a few small-time crimes if you enjoyed this. I'll send more stories. Brandon. Brandon actually messaged me a couple days later and said, Brandon here again. I just wanted to say I'm not a bad person. I realized I sounded kind of proud of myself for that puppy story. Guarantee I don't do things like that anymore. I was just very young and dumb. Well, glad to hear that, Brandon. Stealing a bunch of baby pit bulls from someone's backyard is definitely risky behavior. I doubt my mom would have been on board with that plan. You guys were lucky your parents seemed to be into it, even with the police involved. That's wild. Don't know what the previous owners were like. Let's assume they were bad people and you guys rescued those dogs from a bad situation. Anyway, I don't judge over here, and it sounds like you gave Dozer a good life. So it turned out all right. Did you call him Dozer because he was dozy or built like a bulldozer? Probably a bulldozer. I'm going to assume that. Excuse me, that's illegal at gmail.com is the email. Send me your petty crime confessions, strange experiences, or dog napping escapes, apparently. Like Brandon did here. I love hearing them. Follow me on all my social medias, join the Neighborhood Watch on Patreon, and or send me your life savings on PayPal. Links to all that stuff are located in the show notes. That's all I have for you for now. I'll be back next week, though, with more of the softcore scumbaggery you so desperately crave. Peace!
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.